Blog Talk Radio.
Night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Some say sign of weakness for a man to be, then weak I'd rather be. If it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, when you see me smile, you know things are just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
Was a good way to start a good old rock and roll music to soothe your soul show.
Definitely.
I liked it. Baby,
great record.
Yeah, baby, I need your loving.
Oh, that was
Johnny.
Very sexy.
Yeah, Johnny. I practice.
practice makes perfect.
No,
eh?
actually, it comes natural.
That's it. We know your secret now.
Oh, was it a secret? Darn.
Yes, it was.
I'm going to try it
harder.
More. But, hey, you know, I don't want to keep that secret. We don't want that secret.
No. Let it out, Jenny.
I got other secrets. That doesn't have to be a secret. Okay.
No.
Oh, my gosh, Jennifer. Oh. All righty. Get it under control, girl. It's too early to flip out now. So anyway, I got another good song. I have some really terrific requests today.
Great.
John has sent me two more parodies, and they're hilarious. One of them's actually a woman, and it took me about 3 minutes to figure out whether it was a man or a woman. Okay.
Really? Hmm.
That gives you a hint on that one, but she does a good job, so it's cool. It's cool. And she has her hair done like Elvis, you know, that kind of a bit. So it's cool. My sister Diane has sent a couple of more in.
Right.
She's always sending me videos, you know, always sending me videos. And some of them, yeah, okay, I'll put that on the show. And some of them are going, Diane, where have you been? that kind of thing. Now, Diane is the sister whose significant other, you know, they've been together for about 17, 18 years.
Wow.
He's got brain cancer.
Oh, bless his heart.
So they took, it was about 14 years ago, they took a big old honking tumor out of his brain, and it had compressed his brain to the point to where a third of it was gone.
Oh.
So eventually it expanded back to where it should be, and he had lost his speech, he had lost his ability to read, he had lost his ability to walk, you know, things like that. Now, he was a chef. Now he's back to cooking again. He cooks dinner. He cleans the house. He does the laundry, which means he negotiates the steps now. You know, he's like a walking miracle.
Oh,
it really
that's
is.
That's lovely.
And he had chemo after the surgery, of course, and killed all the little bitty tumors all through his brain. And then in a few months, they came back. So they did chemo again, and of course, after about 6 months, they came back and they found 17 tumors in his brain at that point.
Oh,
so they said, okay, we can do chemo one more time, but that's all, you know. So Diane started looking around and everything, and after the chemo, she put him on a completely organic diet. Everything that goes into that man's mouth is organic.
Yeah.
That might not have been the best way to phrase it, but you know what I mean. all the food he eats is organic. Okay. Anytime he slips off that diet a little bit, they find a tumor in his brain. And they say, well, we can't give you chemo. So she lays down the law, and he's been tumor-free for, oh my goodness, probably about 7 years now.
Oh, lovely.
So going completely organic works for him.
That's right.
And
she
polices him pretty good. He can't drive anymore. She has to take him wherever he needs to go. And, you know, she just, she runs herself ragged taking care of that man. But she does it out of love. So it's nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah,
plus, she holds down a full-time job. She schedules surgeries and stuff for a doctor's office, a partnership. So, you know, she's a living miracle in herself. And now she's finding time to be on the internet and is always sending me songs and things.
I
figure that that's an outlet for her. That's something different for her to do. So get into something besides the medical stuff. Have a little fun.
Yeah.
And so I want to make it a point to always play a couple of her songs just to show her that, hey, sis, I'm there and you're doing good.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of a thing. So that's Diane.
Beautiful.
I got a lot of strange stuff in my family. I just realized that. Oh, my goodness. I don't normally put everything together.
Wow.
Okay. Mom is healthy.
I'm glad it's all okay. Worked out okay for him.
Yes. So far, it's doing well. He can go for walks. He goes up and down the steps. He does the housework. He does the laundry. He cooks again. He loves to cook, and he is an excellent chef, and he's able to do that again. So it really is a blessing. It really is a blessing. He is a blessing. And it's just... I just thank God. I talked to Mama again this last week, and she is doing fantastic. She is very, very careful when she goes out. She wears her mask, and she only goes to the grocery stores, and she makes the rounds. She goes to this grocery store on this day because it has the senior hours. Then she'll go to this other grocery store on the alternate day because it has senior hours. And she has like three grocery stores she goes to.
Yeah.
So Mama has always done it that way. She's not about to change at this point.
No.
She 84 years old. She is not going to change her stripes right now.
Get set in their ways, don't they?
Well, yeah, plus she's raised a passel of us kids set in her ways, too.
Yes, busy lady.
Because we do the same thing. You know, I don't shop at just one grocery store. I just don't do it. I grew up doing it different, so I just do it different.
Yeah.
But I'm just very, very thankful that she's okay. Everybody is getting through my cousin's death all right. He had his memorial service last Saturday, and nobody could be there, of course, except immediate family. And they just had a little graveside thing. And they plan on a big funeral later, and I'm going, why? It's over and done. Leave it alone. It's okay. But everybody deal with it in their own way and have it be over. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do, but that's what I told them anyway. And I'm not shy about expressing them either.
No, you're not.
My family's just like that. You know, that's just how we are.
Nice, though.
But it's okay.
Right.
We're used to each other, so it's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. And we don't expect everybody to agree with us, but that's okay, too. So, all right. I just wanted to let you guys in on that.
Thank you,
Jenny. Well, Diane's name just kind of triggered what she's been through the past many years. And I just think she's a special lady. And I really love her to death.
Very special.
And I have a couple of requests. Actually, I've got 3 requests from Brandon. I promised him I'd play them. And I've got, like I say, the 2 parodies from John. Plus, I said, okay, we've got those. Now send me a couple of regular songs. So he did. About a half hour later, I had regular songs from him.
Aww.
So that's fantastic. It's great. Then I have a song from Anne. So, hey, you know, we're cooking with gas. I've got a lot of them from me. I have a lot of songs from me. I'm a contributor, you know.
Yes.
So I'm good with that. Now, I love getting requests. So let y'all know, anybody listening, I love to get requests. Send me a request, you know. A couple of privileged people get more than one, you know, up to 2. John gets as many as I can invite.
Yeah. He sounds great.
Okay, let's collaborate on this. Let's put everything together. And that's awesome. That's awesome. So, hey, guys, you know how Messenger works?
Yes.
Get hold of me. Do it. Send it to my Facebook page. It's a public Facebook page. I'll see it. I love requests. It's awesome. If I could fill up half my show with requests, I'd be a happy camper. So, hey, go for it. No problem. Oh, and I forgot. I have a couple from Jim again, too. He sent me, he just said Bob Seger. So I've got a couple Bob Seger songs. I aim to please. What can I tell you? Maybe that wasn't a good way to put it either. Oh, well, too late. It's already out there.
Everyone's heard it.
Oh, my gosh, what some people must think of me, and I don't really care. It's okay. I'm being myself, guys.
That's
so
it.
What you see is what you get. What you hear is what you get. I am what I am, and that's all that I am.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's right.
Popeye. Do you remember Popeye?
Yes, olive oil, Popeye.
There you go. Yes, olive oil, Popeye. Wimpy. You know,
yes.
I'm glad to say you too.
I remember them.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Pea.
Yes. Great
Oh, my. What was the magic dog's name? What was the magic dog's name? Come on, John. What was the magic dog's name on Popeye? Help me out.
No, my mom's
right now,
got a blank.
We'll play a song, though. While he thinks, we'll play a song.
Yes.
Peter's doing Sweet City Woman.
Well, I'm on my way so good to know she waits at the end of the line. Sweet, sweet city woman. I see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
With some of these songs.
I know. Yeah. Especially when you enjoy them and they've got the beat and everything.
Yes, well, and especially when you know every single word in the song. But the thing is that if I sing along with them, it sounds really weird because you guys hear it on a delay. You guys hear the song on a delay. So I would be singing ahead of you and it sounds really bad. I try not to do that. I turn my mic off and then I can sing. But when I turn it back on, I have to. And everybody's joking around about that magic dog's name, and it's
I know
Rufus. Well, why not?
His name was that.
I don't know. No, I don't know what his name is, but I knew Rufus probably wasn't it.
No, he's been named it now.
But, you know, I can't Google it right now, but somebody should Google that. I can't Google it right now. I got my computer's too busy and my Wi-Fi won't carry that load. So, you know, that's how it goes. I have a really, really awesome song. And after this song, I'm going to start getting into my requests. But right now, Neil McCoy did a song on his Friday evening concert last Friday. I think it was last Friday. And it's just a fantastic song. If you've got somebody that you want to send a message to, this is the song to do it.
Okay.
So I can hear Elvis doing this song. You know, it wasn't written, but you know, I can hear Elvis. This song just kind of grabs your imagination. And if you got somebody you want to send that message of love to, this is a song that'll do it. This song will do it. It's by Neil McCoy, and it's called That's All.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime, and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter's night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never if you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, but now and evermore, that's all.
Okay, everybody all together, big sigh.
Should have done it after three.
Oh, isn't that just a beautiful song, though?
That was romantic.
I love
that. That person you love. Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a slow dancing song.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cheek-to-cheek slow dancing song. You know, where your arms up around his neck and his arms are around you. And you just cuddle your head into his neck. And maybe nibble on it a little bit. Okay, Jen, that's enough. Yeah, and I hear dead silence. You guys are just eating that up. Boy, I could tell stories and just woo.
Well, my career coil.
I'd be good at it, wouldn't I?
Yes, I think so.
Oh yeah, but I don't want that job. A job like that could get you in trouble.
Yes.
And I don't need that kind of trouble.
Stay away from that sort of trouble.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's you know, one man can be enough trouble. You don't need to have a job where you talk to people on the phone and tell them stories like that and just really get yourself in the whole big huge tub vat of hot water. That's not a good idea. Not gonna happen. Okay.
Okay.
We're just. I just tell you guys stories like that.
That's it. It's only a few.
That gets me in enough trouble. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So okay.
No.
You guys are getting to know me probably better than anybody in the world except my sister Diane.
Yes.
She's really the only one that knows that side of me.
I bet she does too.
oh yeah. Diane and I used to talk, you know, especially when she was young and curious and I was married. So, you know, that I only three years difference between us, but there was that difference.
Yeah.
Right then. When she was 16. So, the ripe old age of 16. Oh, my word. Yeah. Oh, speaking of 16, okay. Brings a song to mind. Dr. Hook. Song called Only 16.
Remember it well.
Only 16, but I loved her so well. She was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. We'd laugh and we'd sing and do funny things, and it made our hearts glow. But she was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. So why did I give my heart so fast? It never will happen again. But I was a mere child of 16. I've aged years since then. She was only 16, only 16. But she had eyes that would glow. She was too young to fall in love, and I was too young to know. Too young to know. Yes, she was too young.
There you go. Only 16. Only 16.
Seems like yesterday.
Well, not quite, but maybe the day before.
Well, I bet a few days more than that, but never mind.
Well, who's counting? Who's counting, yeah, right? Exactly. Who's counting? Yeah. Do you remember when we were 16, we thought we knew everything? We knew everything. We had the world by the tail, and we could do anything. We could be anything. We knew anything. I only felt that way inside. I didn't let anybody else see that, but or maybe it was the other way around.
We thought we knew it all and knew nothing. Well.
Oh, golly.
Hmm.
Well, at that point, I was attached, and I let him know everything. I didn't have to. And the way that I was back then, personality-wise and inside myself, it was good to have somebody else know everything.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. I didn't have to quite do that. Okay. It's parody time.
Ah, great.
Yes. We've got two of them. Like I said, John sent me two of them. I'm going to play the one. I'm going to play the one first, where it took me a while to figure out if it was a man or a woman.
Oh, yes, that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was either a woman with an alto voice or a man with a tenor voice. Take your pick. Anyway, it's done to Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Yeah.
So, and she really did do a decent job. She really, really did. So, get ready to smile, giggle, laugh out loud if you want to. It's
Hey there, how y'all doing? I've been worried about you, and I just had to check in and had to ask you a question. Are you lonesome tonight? Did you have a big fight with your hubby or your wife today? As this quarantine finally driven you mad, you were happy, but now you're sad. Does divorce court seem real? Have they lost their sex appeal? Are you ready? Trade them and let's make a deal. Do you sleep on the couch? Are they being a grouch? Tell me y'all, are you lonesome tonight? You know, I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone once said that love ain't easy. It's give and take. But are they unbearable, and are you just ready to break? Is a honeymoon phase over, and do you wish the quarantine were through? Are you thinking, like Carol Baskin, you want to feed them to the tigers too? Are you at the end of your rope and you just can't take no more? Are you ready to leave, but you're not allowed outside your front door? Oh, honey, would you rather get this virus than go on living this way? Well, you can leave soon, but it won't be today. You married for better or for worse, and even though you didn't know the worst could be this bad. Oh, suck it up, buttercup, and pretend you love each other just a tad. And in 9 months, well, you'll probably be a new mom and dad. Stop sleeping on the couch. Stop doing Tell me, are you lonesome tonight? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice touch. Nice touch. Yes, it is a woman. Okay, number one, it is a woman. She's an alto. She did pretty good, actually. You know, I thought anyway. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I just had to finish something here, guys. Okay, all done. Hello. Hello, Susan. Hello.
Hello. I'm here.
Yay.
I'm here. I'm losing my voice. I'm sorry if I'm a bit croaky.
Well, that's all right.
You've been singing
too much. Me.
A little bit husky.
Hey, there you go. You could sing alto. You want to sing Are You Lonesome Tonight? You could do that.
Yeah. The stage is yours.
Yeah, I'll give you 3.5 minutes. Go for it, girl.
Go on.
Okay. All right. And hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you guys?
Hey, we're all right. How are you? How are you, girl?
Oh,
yeah,
I'm hanging in there.
And you're not sick, right?
No, not really sick. Kind of under the weather a little bit, but not real sick, no.
Okay. Well, at least you're not real sick. That's a good thing nowadays. You know, being under the weather, we can handle.
No, nothing like that.
Yeah, if you get real sick, that means you're going to the hospital. Don't do that. That's no fun.
No, don't want to do that. No, I got allergies really bad and got a headache, but other than that, but I haven't called in a while, so I thought I'd call in and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, how's everybody?
Hi.
Hey, we're doing good. Yeah, we've got Ann and Susan and now Cheryl. So, yeah. Hey, you
hi,
know.
Hi, Ann and Susan.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi,
we got a nice tea clutch going.
Yeah.
I can't say coffee. Ann and Susan drink tea most of the time. So, you know, we got a tea clutch. I've got a cup of tea here. I've got a cup of
tea
here on
girl.
My desk while I'm doing my show. So, hey, you know, we'll do tea.
I'm
a vodka girl, really. Don't tell
anybody. You guys get the biscuits and the crumpets and the clotted cream, and we'll just have a good old time.
Yeah,
that
cream tea.
Good.
We can do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Chocolate biscuit.
Lovely.
Hey, anything good. Anything good.
Why not?
Exactly. Okay, we've got one more parody. And
right.
this one's short and sweet. Okay?
Let me set the stage.
Yeah.
Imagine, if you will, the one end of the room with a couch. And the brother is sitting on the couch. In front of the couch on the floor is the sister. And the sister plays a ukulele.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, yeah. This is 1 minute long, but it is so good. It is so good. And I'll explain the end after it happens. I don't want to tell you now. It'll ruin the whole thing. So this is done to the tune of Stuck on You.
I love that.
Coronavirus, close your school, I'm out of work. At least with us together we can make this work.
No free.
Guess I'm stuck here too. Stuck and I am stuck with you. At least we got a lot of board games to play. We'll Netflix and we'll Uber Eats, we'll be okay.
It's for a month.
What?
Yeah, it's at least gonna be a month. Hot in the kitchen, hot in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. You're
that's where it was so funny. Because she was trying to be positive. The brother kept saying, I'm stuck with you for a month. And you should have seen her face. When he said it could be a month, you should have seen her face. It was so funny. And at the end, when they said, let's go to Walmart, and she said, at least social distancing will keep us 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. They thought about it for like 1 second. She put down the ukulele, they jumped up, and they ran out. They're going to Walmart where they can be 6 feet apart.
That's funny.
That was just, it was just so cute. Oh, yeah. That one was really good. It's a lot better when you can see the video, but
yeah,
it just made me laugh. I watched that video, I think, 3 or 4 times. And I laughed every time. It was like, only a minute? Oh, my gosh. Only a minute? Yeah.
You know, they got so many people are making up songs, you know, about Corona, the COVID virus,
COVID-19.
Yeah. I was trying to think who I saw the other day with his wife. They were trying to sing something. It's entertainers, and I mean movie stars. Oh. And I swear I can't remember. It wasn't Kevin Bacon and his wife. It was somebody. Him and his wife was doing this.
Oh, that doesn't
surprise me. Well, it might have been Kevin. Yeah, it was Kevin Bacon and his wife.
Oh, really? Huh? I didn't know
they
Kevin Bacon.
They were doing something about. Well.
Okay, he can't. All right. That explains that, right.
Well, you know he can't sing.
That was funny. I like that. That was funny.
Yep.
On that note, we're going to have an Elvis song. I mean, the parodies were
good.
Done to Elvis tunes. I mean, they were done to Elvis tunes. So now we're going to actually hear Elvis sing a song. I think we need that right now.
We do, yeah.
And let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Patch it up. There you go.
Oh, that's good.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I didn't know it.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. We got to patch it up, baby. We got
to patch it up, baby. You got to patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot. Patch it up, baby. Patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot. Hold up.
You go, patch it up. I like that song. I like that song. He only wants one more night. He only wants one more night. But what do you want to bet? Then he'll want one more night. Then he'll want one more night.
Two or three.
Oh, I love it. But just one at a time, so he can just say one more.
Yeah.
So, you know, that... Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I got a Beatles song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play very much Beatles because you never know if that's going to get you in trouble or not. But it should.
Oh, yeah.
Some of their songs was okay, but I wasn't into the Beatles.
Well, this one, I like this one. You got to kind of listen to it, but this is one of those 45s that we found in the basement when we were cleaning. At the same time that I found Return to Sender. So it was an interesting basement. They had some interesting things down there. Anyway, this is the Beatles doing Norwegian Wood.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Awesome. I like that song. That's really awesome. If you listen to it, you can kind of hear that it's kind of a private party kind of a thing.
and you have to sit on the floor because she doesn't have any furniture. That is hippie stuff right there, kids. Yes. That is hippie stuff.
I know about the hippies.
Grab a power and all that.
That was my first love when I was 12 years old.
Free love.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, flower power. Free love. Go to San Francisco and get totally wiped out. Yeah.
Yeah. We've heard you. Do you know, my brother bought me a bell because it was fashion to have a chain with a bell on it, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I was only about 11, I think. And he bought me this bell for around my neck. And someone said to me, "You look like Daisy the cow." So I never wore it again.
I was just thinking that.
How big was this bell?
Oh, it's only little. It's quite a neat bell, really.
I'm not Daisy the cow. I'm the mother sheep that leads everybody around.
It was just fashionable, wasn't it? And it was one of my little brothers said, "Susan, you look like Daisy the cow with that round your neck," and I never wore it again.
Of course it was a little brother. Of course it was a little brother. Oh, my gosh. Little brothers ruined more things. Oh, man. Another deal back in 67, somewhere around there, was these big old fleur-de-lis on a chain that you wore as a necklace, a big fleur-de-lis. I had one of those and went and spent the night with a girlfriend, and she had, it was her brother and sister's house, and they had someone staying with them.
Yeah.
And that person staying with them stole my necklace. And I thought, whatever. I just said, whatever. You know, that's the only time I had ever worn it. And I just decided not to care. It didn't matter. So it was a little too flamboyant for me back then. I could carry it off very well right now, but back then I wasn't quite confident enough to wear it. So, okay, fine. He took it.
When I was 12 years old, that was my first love till Elvis come along. When 14 got here, I was strictly the other direction.
Well, you know, times change. That's how it goes.
Yeah, big time. Big time. But that was a long time ago, you know. After Elvis come along, it was a whole different horse. There was a horse of a different color. You remember that song?
Back there in the 60s, before I really knew anything about Elvis, and I'd only heard Return to Sender and hadn't really absorbed enough yet, it was the Monkees and Paul Revere and the Raiders. Those were my biggies back then. Well, everybody else, my friends were into the Doors and Steppenwolf and, you know, things like that. And I'm the Monkees and Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Well, I was a
Beatles
back then, but,
my mom was
a big fan of Elvis. My grandma was a big fan of Elvis. My grandma loved him to death.
My mom knew about him, and she liked him. It just wasn't a big thing at our house at that point. Country Western was the thing. My mom grew up on a farm, so, you know, that's, hey. Mm. I've always been a weird duck. And that's okay. I'm good being the weird duck. I can handle that. So it's all right. And now I can carry it off now. Back then it was like, ooh, hide next to the wall and hope nobody notices me. Yeah, can you believe that of me? Anyway, I did.
I used to be shy like that too.
Oh, I was a totally different
person. I did.
Totally different. I'm glad I am like I am now. You know, there was
an outgoing person now, but I used to be really shy when I was younger.
Yeah, and you know, there was a whole lot of hinky stuff that went into making me really shy, and a whole lot of hinky stuff that went into changing me into the person I am now. And to tell you the truth, there is some of it that I would have preferred to miss, but it all went in to make me who I am. So I can't I can't really be resentful or wish it was different, because I like who I am now. So I'm good.
I think that's the way it's meant to be in the first place. You go through all these tribulation and trials and everything, and you become the person, you know, a different person, and you grow up.
Hey, you
and,
know, and it's just, I'm good. I'm good. And
yeah,
you're privileged
too.
To know me. You're privileged to know me because I'm so cool.
Well, I know that. I know that.
Oh, my gosh. Get a shovel. Christmas. I need some wellies and a shovel, guys.
Hey, put it this way. We're all privileged to know each other.
And there we go. There we go. Okay. I am going to play one of Brandon's requests. I don't know if Brandon is able to be listening right now. A lot of times he's off doing his thing. Yes, Brandon is here. Yeehaw. Okay. So now we've got Arizona comes out every time, guys. Big and Rich. Now, Big and Rich were supposed to be kind of country western, but in my opinion, they were too rocky to be country western. So yeah. Big and Rich are just, well, they were just Big and Rich. One of them died in a helicopter accident. I think it was Rich.
That was the heavy set guy, wasn't it?
No, I think it was the other one.
Oh, the skinnier guy?
The dark hair guy. The dark hair trim guy that got killed. But anyway.
Yeah, I think he was that.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a song they did called Love Train. Here you go, Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Big and Rich. One of Brandon's requests called Love Train. Big and Rich.
Right, it does sound kind of rocky.
Yeah, there's another song called Love Train, and they used to play it in the 60s on a show called Soul Train from L.A. A totally different song. Maybe I'll play that for you Saturday. It's a good one. It's a good one. The band used to do that.
I remember.
So, I know firsthand it's a good song.
I used to dance the same time.
Yes.
On TV.
Yes. You could learn a lot from watching Soul Train. Take my word for it. That was better than American Bandstand in some ways. Oh my gosh. I just committed sacrilege. Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Can't turn back.
Oh, my. Something better than American Bandstand. Oh, no. Yeah. Blasphemy. Yeah, well, okay. Be that as it may. Okay. I'm going to play one of Diane's songs now.
Oh, lovely.
And like I said, back in the 60s, everybody was doing The Doors and Steppenwolf and all that kind of thing. This is from Steppenwolf. And I remember when this album came out, my girlfriend was so proud and happy that she had gotten this album. And she had to play it for me. And I went, yeah, okay, that's a good one. And I went back home and played The Monkees and Paul Revere and the Raiders. I tell you, kids, I was a different duck. I keep telling you that.
Sounds about right.
Yes,
I think
it is.
We all were.
In our own ways, yes. Which is a good thing. That's what the 60s was all about, was really, being yourself, accepting other people's differences, and being yourself. And that's really what we're still doing.
I still have a special place in my heart for the Beatles, because that was my childhood days. You know what I mean?
Well, they have a lot of stuff. Now, their later stuff got a little weird, but I liked all their earlier stuff. Their later stuff, you kind of had to take with a grain of salt, catch as catch can, pick and choose, especially when they did the really long hair and the love beads and the Nehru jackets and the beards and all that funky stuff.
Sergeant Pepper and all that,
You got into Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club and all that weirdly weird stuff. Yellow Submarine.
Well, I mean, I always have a special spot for them, because that's back, in my school days, too, my friends. School friends everything.
I was in, let's see, 68. I was in the 8th grade, or just finishing up the 8th grade in June of 68. So, I'm young, impressionable, and going, whatever, you guys, whatever, whatever. Just leave me alone. That was basically it. But then when I got, I started going around with the band, it was like, you're exposed to a whole new realm, all kinds of different music. At home, it had been country music, and then my sisters and I did the Paul Revere and the, stuff like that. We found a couple of Beatles records. We found the Elvis record. We found a couple of really weird records that we threw away. And then you get into the music field, and you hear things, Springfield, the Springfield Rifle, all of these other things, Brown Paper Bag, C.C. Ryder, all of this stuff, Mitch Ryder, that was it, the song was C.C. Ryder.
Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheel.
Yes, you get all of this new exposure, and it gets very, very exciting. It gets very exciting. You start going to the dances.
That started with the Beatles.
Honey,
they kind of opened the door.
Everything started with the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
They came over
just about the same time. The Rolling Stones and the Beatles. I remember I was in the 3rd grade, and I heard, I Want to Hold Your Hand.
my girlfriend was all, oh, listen to this, and played I Want to Hold Your Hand. And I stood there looking at her like, what the heck? What is so cool about that? I didn't get it back. You know, a couple years later, okay, I got it. But, you know, that's, whatever. A guy would, I sat across the table from a guy in study hall, and he started singing that to me. And it's like, wait a minute, back up the truck and repack it. We don't really want to go there. And the funny thing is that we were in the music program together through high school, and we're still friends.
Oh,
so, if you're listening, Cal, I just plugged you, baby. So there we go. Hey, we were teenagers. What can I tell you?
Well, it's not a guy, but I mean, I'm still friends with my girlfriend because.
Oh yeah.
Well, we were real beating maniacs back in the 12th.
My best friend, we have been friends since we were 6 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She is terminal, but she's got about 6 different things that can kill her. But, man, she is stubborn. Aww. Good grief, that girl is stubborn. But I love her to death still, and I always will. There will be an empty place in my heart when she's not here anymore. Mm. And I have... another best friend that was my maid of honor when I got married, and we're still good friends. When I go up and visit home, we always have lunch together and spend 2-3 hours together because she works crazy. She works totally crazy. It's just so awesome when you have friends like that you just stay friends with forever, you know?
Yeah.
It's great. It's totally great.
I agree.
Okay, Steppenwolf from Diane.
Okay.
Magic Carpet Ride.
Oh, I like that.
Brandon does too. So here you go, Brandon. You can listen to this one too.
What?
Oh, yeah. Magic Carpet Ride.
That's a good song.
It was a very good song. It was all about an acid trip, though. But, you know,
hey. Hey, in the 60s, then, that's what most everything was about, you know?
Exactly. That was the thing in the 60s, and that's where that's from, was the late 60s. So, you know,
you remember White
it was
Rabbit?
A good song. White
you
Rabbit
White
is not... Yeah, I remember the song White Rabbit. Well, the mushroom analogy was, but they also say that Carol Lewis was on a trip when he wrote that book. So is this surprising? Not much. But the song itself was taken from that story. But if you'll recall, also toward, at the end of that, the line is feed your head. That means gather knowledge. Yeah, don't be stupid. Gather knowledge. That's the, mm-hmm. the message they were actually trying to convey. And if you haven't ever done so, read Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Oh, they're my favorite children's books.
It is trippy. And you know what? They weren't meant to be children's books.
I loved them.
The dude was mm-hmm. on a trip when he wrote them. It was freaky,
yeah.
But it made such a neat fantasy story. You know, mm-hmm. that's what was so cool about it. It was a really neat fantasy story. Hey, fantasy can take you anywhere, totally anywhere. So.
Mm-hmm.
I am looking for a particular song. There it is. Okay. This is one of John's requests. And I'm going to have to roll through these. I don't have much time left. The Wright Brothers Overland Stage Company. That's the name of the band. Try saying that three times fast. And the name of the song is Only Time for Love.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good title.
If all you had to do each day was wake up and go out to play and shake the hand of all the world, especially every boy and girl, and if the only tears you shed were tears of joy upon your bed, then may the seeds of your love grow flowers for the world to know. And if the world would do the same, life could have a brand new name, the one we've all been dreaming of, if there were only time for together, arm in arm, that peace would reign across the earth, and Eve could have her Adam's world, and every man would have a smile, and ladies' kisses last a while. We could take each other's hand, be the other's biggest fan, sing a song. Ba-da-da. If there were only time for love. I think Jesus lived and died so we would not be crucified. And all we really have to do is you love me and I love you. And if we should return someday, that should oar along his way and come in, sit down a while, see the beauty in your smile. Think how very proud you'd be if love was all there was to see. Just like his father's house above, where there is only, only time for
place to live. Only time for love.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that. That would be cool. That would be totally mm-hmm. cool. And now I am going to find and play Anne's request.
Ah.
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 And she gave me three songs and said, put them where you think they fit best. And so she doesn't even know what one this is going to be.
Nice.
Yeah, Faith Hill. I'm going to do the Faith Hill song. Ah, there yeah. You'll Be.
That's beautiful.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad, 'cause I was blessed to get to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look and see your face. You were right there for me. Oh,
Beautiful song. There's another one that you can, there's another one that you can dedicate to someone special.
Yeah.
That would be
really,
really totally
pretty.
Cool.
I'll dedicate
yeah.
that to
him. No, I'm trying to think. Is that Pearl Harbor?
No, it's called There
Did
You'll
you
Be.
Yeah, but
Faith
I mean,
Hill.
I wonder if that's from the theme
Faith
song,
Hill.
Isn't that from a movie?
I have no clue, honey. I didn't watch that movie. So I
yeah,
don't know.
I'm thinking
you can
it,
find
yeah.
out
I'm
and let us know.
Is.
Okay, I'm going to go on because I have another request. I've managed to play one request from each person thus far. And if I didn't get to it, hey, Saturday's coming, guys. And they will be
Thank
there
you
Saturday.
So
you can bet on it. I will start with the requests on Saturday, so not a problem. Now I've got one more person to play a song for, and this is for Jim, Bob Seger doing Fire Lake. Chris Jansen, everybody, one of Brandon's requests to sing us out, and I'll play the whole song.
Everybody wanna get rich, but Everybody wants to work. Everybody wants to fall in love. But nobody wants to get hurt. Nobody wants to punch that clock. But everybody wants to get paid. Nobody wants to make love no more. Everybody just want to get laid.
Hey!
Everybody want to be famous. Everybody want to be a superstar. Everybody wants to know what it's like to go driving in a real fast car. Everybody wants to be Hollywood. And everybody wants to shine. Well, I don't really care what everybody does, baby. I just want to make you mine. Everybody wants to be history, but nobody wants to make it. And everybody wants to be in the picture, but nobody wants to take it. Everybody wants to change the world, but nobody wants to change their mind. And everybody got a good reason, baby, but nobody got a good rhyme.
Hey!
Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a superstar. Everybody wants to know what it's like to go driving in a real fast car. And everybody wants to shine. Well, I don't really care what everybody does, baby. I just want to make it mine. Hey! Everybody's overthinking it. Everything's falling apart. Meanwhile, Bruce is bringing it, and we're dancing in the dark.
That's right.
Everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a superstar. Everybody wants to know what it's like to go driving in a real fast car. And everybody wants to be Hollywood. And everybody wants.